The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
For president, and so 15 weeks wasn't good enough. We had to go to six.
Hey, welcome back into the Bruce Hooley Show. Sorry about that snafu. Got a special guest. You ready?
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
There he is. It must be time for Bob France. Bob, welcome into the Bruce Hooley Show. How are you doing today, brother?
I can always dig a visit with Jack Windsor, whether it's on the Bruce Hooley Show or the Windsor Report or anywhere else. Absolutely.
Amen, brother. Well, so a couple things. I gotta start here. I'm gonna play something for you, and I want to get your gut reaction to it before we talk about Israel and maybe the climate cult. Here we go. Let's go to, well, hold on, Bob. Let me make sure I teed this up the right way, because otherwise it'll get congested and you won't be able to hear it. I had too many tabs open. I don't know if you ever do that, but
here. Oh, I do that all the time. Absolutely.
Then you've got two played in the background. All right, here we go. So
has real costs. Pennsylvania's governor nervous about Biden's ban.
There we go. Hold on. All right. Cut three.
Imagine what we can do next. Four more years.
Four more years. Four more years.
Now, in case you missed it.
Four more years.
Four more years.
It's Joe Biden talking about four more years. Pause. During a rally for him. Bob, just thoughts?
Well, two responses. One, let's look at what four more years from now would be like. This man who is 81 now, four more years after this election would make him 86. He will be 86 by that time. Jack, he can't speak functionally. He can't walk functionally at 82. Can you imagine what his condition will look and sound like at 83, at 84? At 85, and in four more years, 86. Think about that for a second. People, you know, it's a joke, and I will make fun of and laugh at his ridiculous statement of a teleprompter instruction. He was instructed to pause, and instead he read the word pause because he's just not all there. Just like in July of 2022, when he read the words, repeat the line, instead of repeating the line, which it was an instruction to do by his speechwriters. It's one thing to make fun of that, and I'm happy to do so. But it's another thing to recognize that, Jack, a vote for Joe Biden is a vote for Kamala Harris to be president by 2026. At the very, very latest, if he gets through 2025, mm-hmm. he will not get through this term. There's not a chance in hell. He is declining so rapidly, cognitively, physically, in every single way, it is apparent to everybody that even the left will have to invoke the 25th Amendment when he simply cannot understand things and cannot remember basic things. Or he continues to intentionally lie about things, calling into question both his memory and his honesty. Like, I used to drive an 18-wheeler. No, you didn't. You didn't do any of the things that you claim to have done. So a vote for Joe Biden, people need to understand this, is are you ready to say, I will support Kamala Harris for president? Because she will be the president. He will not last four more years. It's simply not possible. So that's number one. The second thing I would say is what the White House did in covering up this obvious gaffe is just so laughable, but also so infuriating. They put out the text, the transcription of the speech. And do you know what they put in the parenthetical remark there when he said the word pause out loud? Did you see what they wrote, Jack?
I did not. You're breaking it to me right now.
They wrote inaudible. They want, they literally are trying to cover up, telling you don't believe your lying ears. Read the transcript. What he said was inaudible. They really couldn't tell because the audience had started to chant four more years. So they don't want it to be on the record that this idiot, this cognitively declining dementia patient, you know, cannot follow simple instructions on a teleprompter. He takes things literally because he just can't think clearly anymore, not the way he used to. And he was always a gaffe machine, even in his younger years. But it's so much worse now, and they're trying to cover that up. So it says, you know, what do you think about four more years? Then it says inaudible. No, it's very audible. We know what he said. And I'll tell you the last thing. I put this on my Facebook post page today, Jack. Honestly and truly, any other family that would continually trot out and roll out an 82-year-old dementia patient in front of a public audience to embarrass himself and humiliate himself, they would be called guilty of elder abuse.
Amen.
That's just the reality.
Amen. And, you know, this is the regime, and I'm saddened because I don't think people recognize that it's Obama, it's Biden, you know, Kamala's along because she's a DEI hire. But these are the people who want you to believe that Marxism or communism or their brand of socialism has never been tried. And if they just do it, and you know, your next president, if Biden is reelected, is a woman who thinks that women's basketball didn't have brackets until 2022. I mean, it's really disturbing to me. And we could go on and on. I'll point to President Biden on the road at a rally involving a discussion about abortion in Florida and how they want to get rid of that 6-week ban, and he makes the sign of the cross. I mean, this guy is gone. He's gone. He's out in left field. And you know, I think a lot of this, Bob, is already baked in. I think the race is closer than I think Republicans would like. But Trump always outperforms the poll. I think a lot of this is baked in, and I think Joe Biden, barring some cataclysmic crazy thing, is done. What do you think?
I want to think that, but I don't think that. In large part because I don't trust them. I don't trust them one iota. There is a reason why they have Trump tethered to a courtroom in Manhattan.
Yep.
And as soon as he's done with that one, they're going to tether him to another courtroom in D.C., and they're going to make sure that he cannot campaign for the entirety of the summer, the spring, the summer, and the fall. Meanwhile, Joe Biden has been a let out of the basement because there will be no chance of him having to debate Donald Trump. There will be no chance that Trump has to get out there and actually expose the rest of the world to Biden's failures. So they've got Biden out there actually campaigning, which he did not do in 2020. Meanwhile, Trump is locked in a courtroom because they see that in North Carolina, he's plus 10. That in Wisconsin, he's plus 4. That in Arizona, I think it was plus 6 or 7. He's up plus 6, 7 to, through 10 in like 5 of the 7 battleground states. He's only up 2 in Pennsylvania, I think it is.
Yep.
And he's down 2 in Michigan. I think that's
right.
The latest numbers. And those are Bloomberg numbers. So those numbers are good, a good indicator that Trump is, you know, is headed in the right direction. But if he is not able, or if they are not able to overcome those numbers because he continues to day by day have to do to endure slander and allegations in a courtroom, and he's unable to get out there and campaign, then they're just going to steal it again. And I'm sorry to be so brazen about that. I firmly believe that the election was stolen. Joe Biden getting 81 million votes in a campaign in which he spent in the basement and literally had nothing to say. And then suddenly everything is going Trump's way on election night. And the next morning we find out, oh, not anymore. Biden had a really, really strong late night comeback. I'm sorry. I watched 2,000 Mules. I know what happened in that election, and it was completely stolen. So, Jack, how can anybody think that they won't steal it again?
All right, Bob, listen. You know, I gotta ask you this. Do you have time to stick for another segment or no? I know you've got a show to do.
Yeah, I think I can make it work.
Okay, good. Because we haven't even gotten into Israel yet. But
no.
I've said for a long time that if 2,000 Mules was inaccurate, somebody would be in court and they'd be paying a lot of money to the people that they lied about.
Absolutely.
And that hasn't happened.
That's defamatory. If that wasn't true, that's defamatory. No question.
That's right. 100%. That is a slam dunk case. That's number one. And then number two, no one ever wants to talk about Twitter files, Facebook files, YouTube files, Amazon files, and the fact that we know beyond a shadow of a doubt in my mind that the federal policing apparatus intervened And by the way, they were actively working to suppress the story that in its on its own would have overturned the result. If Hunter Biden's laptop story would have been released, it's over. And you can't tell me that the FBI, these people are nefarious, because if you have any ounce of legal understanding, they had the laptop for a long period of time. They either knew or reasonably should have known. They lied. And 100%, they put their thumb on the scale. And by the way, the left gleefully wrote about it in Molly Ball's article that published in Time in February of 2021. But yet we can't talk about that. But Bob, when you mentioned that the election was interfered with and people did nefarious things to tip the scale to the outcome that they wanted, they call you a conspiracist. And that's what really perturbs me. 30 seconds here. I'll tee up the discussion for the next segment. I want to talk about what's going on at Columbia University, Harvard, Yale, New York University, university coming to you soon. I reached out to Governor Mike DeWine and said, hey, two students were arrested at Ohio State. Are you going to get on the airwaves and actually make a statement and come out bold against this? And of course, crickets. So, Bob, I want to talk about that next. What can we expect? Should these students be stopped? Where does the First Amendment start and stop? I want to hear from you on that. So thanks for agreeing to stick with us, and we'll cover it when we come back. All right, man?
You got it.
All right, stay tuned. More of The Bruce Hooley Show with Bob France. Hey, welcome back in. Bruce Hooley Show, Thursday edition. I'm joined by Bob France. He's a host at WHK 1420. A member of the Salem Media Group. He fills in a lot for Prager and Gorka. He's big time. He's also host of Strictly Speaking on True Blue Roku Channel 529. And you're going to respect his pronouns, which are up yours. Bob, welcome back.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for sticking. Listen, I spent a good part of my morning talking with a professor from Cedarville University about the ins and outs. He's very fair-minded of Israel, Palestine, Hamas, and he did a great job of unpacking it. You know, I had dumb questions like, well, Israel isn't occupying any place because they own the place. Palestine is not a state. But, you know, we kind of went through all of that. And by the way, I think the average bonehead protesting on college campuses right now doesn't give a rip about any of those facts. I want to get your take on what's going on at Columbia, Yale, Harvard, New York University, what went on at Ohio State. I want to give you a chance to address where you think the line is. Do folks have a chance to stand up and say, hey, what's going on? I want to support Palestine. Where's the line crossed and what should we do about it?
Well, two things. Number one, you left out the West Coast. It is all up and down the West Coast now too. Southern California at USC, Northern California at Berkeley. And it is sprinkling in with universities all across the Midwest too. It's troubling and it's sad at the same time. Most of these idiots, and I'm talking about the students, who would have no earthly idea. They're screaming from the river to the sea. Ask them. I beg somebody to ask them, what river? What sea? They would have no idea. They have no earthly idea that that phrase references the Jordan River and the Mediterranean Sea. And what it means is to drive all Jews in the nation of Israel that they call Palestine, occupied Palestine, into the Mediterranean Sea. That's what they mean when they say that. They don't know that. They have no idea. They're walking along and chanting for the same stuff that they don't understand, just like they're going to throughout the month of June for Pride Month. They're going to be chanting about things that they don't understand. They have no earthly idea what a puberty blocker does. They have no earthly idea that a cross-sex hormone is permanent. It sterilizes. All of these things, Jack, they just get caught up in the radicalization because this is what everybody else is doing. And if I don't do it and if I don't go along with it, I'm going to be the outcast. I'm going to be ostracized. So many of these kids have just been brainwashed into thinking they have to participate in this. Now, for some of the other ones, and I'm going to speak specifically now to the students who are in the United States of America on visas, student visas. They were given an opportunity by the United States to come here and study, to explore, to get opportunities. And they are coming here and they are on those campuses yelling not only death to Israel, not only from the river to the sea, not only all of these anti-Semitic and anti-Zionist slogans, but they're screaming death to America. I think Representative Elise Stefanik and Senator Tom Cotton have hit the daily double here. Stefanik said any student who is caught on any of these campuses, who is a visiting student, an international student here on a visa, who is part of Death to America, should automatically lose their right to be in America and immediately begin the deportation proceedings. Strip them of their visa and get them out. That's Stefanik's part. And what Tom Cotton said is the truth here. Any one of these universities that is allowing these protests to go on at the level that they are, where it is not just free speech, it's not just First Amendment protected stuff, but it's intentional harassment of Jewish students, being blockaded from getting from one part of the campus to another, being screamed at, go back to Poland, being screamed at as if this is the 1930s mm-hmm. in Germany. Anybody who allows that should be stripped of federal funding.
Yep.
Most of those biggest universities that we're talking about in the elite ones have endowments $10 billion or greater. They don't deserve federal tax dollars anyway. They don't need our money to operate. They have billions upon billions of their own, and they're collecting more with tuitions every day. But if they are specifically allowing the intentional harassment of a people that survived one attempt to exterminate them when two-thirds of European Jewry was wiped out during the Holocaust, and the survivors were scattered to the wind, essentially, and so many of them had to leave Europe and went to what we now know as Israel and was declared such in 1948. People that have already survived that, to be treated this way in the United States of America, if these universities allow it, and most of them don't just allow it, they encourage it, because these kids didn't show up on campus radicalized most of the time. They get radicalized while they're there. This is the intent of the universities. They ought to be defunded by the United States taxpayers.
So you make a lot of great points there, and I see it the way that you see it, particularly the way that Tom Cotton put it. He listed these things are illegal. This breaks federal law, some of the things doing, and they should lose their financing. I'm reticent to do this because it's like the easy argument, but I have to. You know, Bob, the NFL draft is coming up, and you've said, hey, if you're going to be all about equity, then you need to incorporate it into your drafts. But just imagine if a white guy like me went out and started protesting against blacks because blacks are overrepresented in the NFL, and I wanted to take to the streets and bang a drum, or maybe I wanted to say, hey, look, these puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, gender mutilation surgeries are hurting kids. I'm out here protesting against the LGBTQ+ establishment. Do you think that the press would be friendly the way that they are friendly with these pro-Palestinian protesters?
Yeah, well, not only would the press not be friendly, you'd probably lose your job. You would probably be fired because you would be, you know, reflecting poorly upon the company that employs you by expressing racism and transphobia and homophobia and all of these other things. And you certainly wouldn't have the backing of the university. The reason those kids all have, and by the way, they're not all kids. They're not all students.
No, they're paid agitators.
Professional protesters.
Yep.
Absolutely. Paid agitators. But they all enjoy the support of the university. That's why, I mean, you know, president of Columbia, 3 weeks after 9/11, said that, you know, terrorism is just another form of protesting. She is a pro-protester. She is a pro-terrorist, terrorist sympathizer, and she's the president of the university. That's why they're not allowing NYPD to come on campus and protect Jewish students from the threats and the harm that they're experiencing right now.
Because
they don't want anybody interfering.
About 1 minute here, Bob. Go ahead. Yeah. You got a minute. Go ahead.
No, that's it. I'm done. I agree with you. You know, if you were to do something like you just described, and it's like sad, Jack, but this is the reality, and it has been history for 3,000 years, maybe longer, that the Jews are the only demographic of people, either by race or by religion, the only demographic of people who don't deserve protection against this type of abuse. You just said it. If you chose, you know, the LGBTQ community, or if you chose a racial ethnicity that isn't Jewish, if it was, if it was black or Latino or something, and were just vocally against it, your life would be over as you know it. No one would allow it. The press wouldn't allow it. The people wouldn't allow it. But with Jews, it's like, hey, you know what? Everybody's left. Even Joe Biden, for crying out loud.
Yep.
Everybody's got an opinion. Yeah, I feel bad for the Jews, and I don't like anti-Semitism, but people need to try to understand where the Palestinians are coming from, too. What?
Yeah.
That's
we're out of time. He's Bob France. Listen to him on WHK 1420.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.